Welcome to another story of the Professor Ding, where I talk about many adventures that I had when I traveled into space and time. So this story is about one scientist that I knew in the university 67834. The name, Dr. LaToya. A very clever man, who attended to create something that would change the world, but just turned bad like any weird stories I saw. The guy was specialized in research about dolphins, so I know what you're gonna tell me. How a story about dolphins can be creepy or scary. Well, in many verses that I traveled, you'd see all kind of shits, dude. So LaToya was experimenting on the way that the dolphins can communicate. Indeed, we mostly all know how much dolphins are good at communicating. They almost do some kind of telepathy or some shit like that. So yeah, the guy was trying to replicate the communication of the dolphins to transfer it into humans. If you read any comic books with mutants and genetics modification, you know it doesn't really end well. Except if you're Spider-Man or any other half-animal dude. So I know what you're thinking, but dang, if you travel in another universe, how come you didn't see weird semi-animals humanoid dudes before? Well, don't get me wrong, I did, but they were born that way. So yeah, they can't really be considered as mutants. Anyway, yeah, about LaToya. So one day he discovered something major, but not about communicating like dolphins. He discovered by doing research that instead of transferring the dolphins' ability to communicate, he found a way to talk with dolphins. Indeed, he built some kind of sonar that could read and replicate a sound that dolphins read. A bit like Google Translations, but for someone that clearly have no life and likes too much shit about dolphins. The problem here is that LaToya started to share a lot of info to the dolphins. So the problem here is that the dolphins were robots. And you're like, what the fuck about? How the hell they can be robots? Well, that's what I told myself too. But don't worry, the dolphins or timeline are totally normal dolphins. So the thing is that in that universe, dolphins have been replaced by androids to monitor their human activities and to conquer them eventually. Yeah, it's like a superior race that lived three galaxies from ours that wanted to take control of that Earth. But don't worry about this, like I took care of it in 1921 in our universe, but it's just another story. So yeah, about LaToya. So at one point after talking to them frequently, he wanted to feel closer to them. So he thought, like any morons who studied genetics, that if he injected himself dolphins' DNA, he could decipher even more their language and maybe, I don't know, earn some kind of shit powers. Obviously, he didn't know they were just simple androids, so what a dumbass. So anyway, he fucked his DNA and died 2 hours after. So the moral of this story, well, there's no really fucking morals, really. It's just don't fuck with your DNA and maybe don't go study that. Just go do robotics instead. That's my advice. So yeah, see you next time in another story of the adventure of the Professor Ding. Yeah, so we're gonna see each other next time. Ciao.